Hare Krishna. So on the occasion of the World Holy Name Week, many people ask devotees, why do you chant the holy name so much? What happens practically by it? Is this some sectarian, outdated religious ritual that a group of people are doing? No, it is a universal spiritual practice that enables us to tap the power of God through sound. I'll talk about the benefits of mantra meditation in three terms, three P's. That is, first P is peace, second is purity, and third is pleasure. So sonic spirituality, or using sound to access the spiritual level of reality, is mentioned in all the great traditions of the world. But in the Vedic tradition, sonic spirituality is elevated to the level of a sophisticated science with complex theoretical analysis and intricate experiential methods which enable us to tap the power of specialized sanctified sounds known as mantras. So the most powerful among the many mantras are those which center on the names of God. They enable us to connect with God, and it is His omnipotence that is behind the extraordinary benefits of mantra meditation. So let's look at the benefits. First is, the immediate benefit that we get is peace. Now, when a boat is in an ocean, the boat will be restless because of the endless waves. Similarly, our mind is always restless because of the dualities, which are like waves: happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, success and failure. When a boat is anchored, then it becomes steady. So the holy name is like an anchor for the boat of the mind. When we absorb ourselves in the holy name, the mind becomes steady. This steadying and pacifying effect of the holy name is immediate, but it may not always be instantaneous. If a boat is in a stormy situation with heavy waves buffeting it, steadying the boat may take some time. Similarly, if mind is very agitated, then pacification may take time, but the result does come. So anybody in any part of the world, the person starts attentively repeating the mantra, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is the most potent mantra in this age, then that person can experience peace. Second benefit is, which comes over a period of time, this is the intermediate benefit, that is purity. So within our hearts are many impure tendencies, passions, desires, arrogance, selfishness, lethargy, cynicism, and all these cripple us emotionally. They make us act in ways which are harmful to others and even harmful to ourselves. And these are like inner sicknesses. Just as an effective medicine cures the disease by removing the germs, similarly, the holy name of God is the most potent medicine that cures these sicknesses by removing these germs. And when we become freed from the effect of these negative passions, then we become capable of doing justice to our God-given talents and contributing constructively to the world. Purification will lead to the decrease of corruption, which is caused by greed, it will lead to the decrease of violence, which is caused by anger, will lead to the decrease of sexually related crimes, which are caused by lust. So purity will benefit individually and globally. And third is, that is the ultimate benefit which comes, is pleasure. And there are many kinds of pleasures in this world, but the most fulfilling pleasure is the pleasure of love. And this pleasure of love is everlasting when it is directed towards an eternal object. That eternal object is God. So all of us are eternally related with God as His beloved children, but we are suffering from spiritual amnesia. We have forgotten our relationship with God. Just as a person who has forgotten can be exposed to stimuli which revives the memory, similarly, the sound of the holy name of God is a spiritual stimuli that revives our lost memory of God and thereby makes us our love for God revived, awakened again. And just as when a person loves another person, when we remember our beloved, it naturally brings joy. So similarly, remembering the supreme beloved gives the supreme joy. And this joy doesn't come because of a selfish seeking for joy. This joy comes naturally when we chant the holy names out of love for God, and the joy emerges from it. So in this way, by our individual mantra meditation, when we learn to love God, we see all living beings as members of one family within God's family, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. And this vision of the relatedness of everyone is the only basis for lasting peace and harmony in the world. In this way, by every mantra that we chant, the benefits of peace, purity and pleasure radiate outwards from the individual to the global, helping shape a better world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.